Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 56. We here chilling, bro. It's another day, bro. It's like clockwork. It's like clockwork. I could do 5 of these a day. I could do 2 of them a day. That's the greatest thing about doing original fucking content, bro. You know? I mean, shit, you just... It's clockwork. You know? It's like clockwork. That's an interesting phrase. Clockwork. It's like clockwork. Too bad I don't have a little assistant. I could tell, like, Joe Rogan has Jamie Vernon. You know, I don't have a Jamie Vernon. I don't need one either, bro. Nah, man. These things are real simple, man. You know, I mean, the thing about it is, you know, when we talk about the Jews, and really, you know, it goes beyond that. You know, just anybody who's doing anything like creative shit, you know, I mean, everything is, the tools are at your fingertips, you know? And then, you know, people say, oh, I don't know how to do graphic design, or I don't know how to do it. Then fucking figure it out, bro. You know? People want to be victims. People want to act like, you know, they don't have fucking 2 fucking feet and shit. That's why I don't believe in handouts. I think handouts are bullshit. You know, especially for people who could work. You know, if you could work, you know, you ain't... Bro, this is America. Like the dude said on fucking... what was it? What was that Boston movie? The Departed! Yo, that's like one of the fucking greatest movies ever, right? Yo! That's like one of the greatest movies ever. The Departed. Fucking, you had, what was her name? I forget, bro. It's, but the dude, one of the dudes, one of the gangster dudes on that movie, he's like, this America. You a piece of shit if you ain't if you ain't make money. This America. Yeah. This is America. You are a piece of shit if you don't make money. But yo, I mean, The Departed is like one of the, you know, talk about Boston gangsters and shit. Yeah. Now, you know, just like every other blue city in the world, in America, you know, it's gone to shit. That's where the whole, like, term, like, go woke, go broke, everything woke turns to shit, because everything woke does turn to shit, bro. You know, and then people on the opposite end, well, you know, that's not the real definition of woke. That's not the real, I don't give a fuck what the definition of woke. Woke is political correctness, virtue signaling, bro. Out here in California right now, bro, fast food, and you know, these things are just, these things are so expected, bro. You know, Gavin Newsom virtue signaled to the Mexicans that work in the fast food industry, fact. He says, I'm going to raise the minimum wage to $20. You know, he has like a restaurant and they're still making only 16. You know, I mean, this liberal, like liberal politicians, Democrat Party politicians, you know, they're in power, they're in control. Everything you see failing in California is due to these fucking people. So Gavin Newsom virtue signals to the Mexicans that work in the fast food industry. Now, a lot of them don't even have jobs anymore. Prices went up. They were already going up, by the way, thanks to Bidenomics. So we got Bidenomics and we got Gavinomics. Gavinomics is the $20 fast food workers, you know. Oh, yeah, it's so great because these Mexicans, probably some of them ain't even legal, you know, these Mexicans are getting paid to work, and now they're closing establishments. You know, there's been reports that, you know, it's just all bad. You know, I mean, this is the liberal Democrat way. Is, you know, they create the problem, and then when the problem hits them in the face, they try to blame Donald Trump. You know, these people are fucking retarded, bro. And this is just another example of why the Democrats are horrible people. See, you know, I mean, Trump says make America great again. And I believe to a certain degree what he means by that. And I do say every day that he is the better option. You know, there's definitely things that we can call him out on, and I have. But Democrats are, you know, see, they're not trying to make America great. They're not trying to, you know, they virtue signal. They talk about reparations, and they talk about $20 minimum wage. And Barbara Lee, who's running for senator, well, she failed. She didn't win. You know, wants to give people $50 minimum wage. These people don't care about the constituents, the people, the citizens, the people that vote for them, the people that believe in them. They don't care. Yeah, it sounds great that someone who is 16 years old can make $20 an hour. Minimum wage is an entry-level position. Okay? If you're 16 years old in California, you should not be making $20 an hour. All right? You need to work your way up. This is part of life. People don't want to hear that, though. You know, people want to, you know, like I told you guys, flipping burgers is no longer a diss. It's no longer disrespectful if you say you're flipping burgers in California. Places are going under. Businesses are closing. Hours are getting cut. These liberals do not give a fuck about the people. It's okay, though. It's okay. You know, it's okay because the normies who are in California, you know, they have no fucking idea, because you start to bring up words like, yo, it's the liberal over there, it's this Democrat over there, you know, these are the people that are in charge, these are the people that are in power, and the Republicans that are in the power, you know, they're basically like liberals, you know, you got fucking idiots like fucking Matt Shoup and fucking Kevin Kiley who bend their knee to whatever the liberals want. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely ugly right now if you're, you know, if you're a citizen of California and, you know, you continue to vote for these fucking people. It's ridiculous, bro. And it's just going to keep happening, bro. You know, it's insanity. It's insanity. You know, you can't do the same shit every election season. And, you know, these people are fucking controlled. Union manly men are controlled by the narrative. You know, you got all these fucking women that are controlled by the narrative. You know, you got all these fucking stupid ass fucking people that are controlled by the narrative, because all they got to do is say some fucking like anti-Semitic, or that's racist, or that's homophobic, or this anti-LGBTQ, and you know, people are fucking sheep ass fucking people. In this case, I'm talking about liberals in California, a bunch of sheep ass fucking people, bro. And until you elect someone who's Republican, someone who's conservative, someone who is not what is popular, you're going to have the same fucking problem. I mean, you know, there's the U-Haul situation, where you have an influx of people from California who decided to move to Texas, Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But however, there is a lot of people that are still in California who are sick of this fucking situation. And Gavin Newsom is a horrible situation for California. He's a matter of fact, he's a horrible situation for anybody. You know, he is a politician's politician. You know how they say, you know, Outkast had a song called Roses, and at the end of the song, he said, "A bitch's bitch." Yeah, that's Gavin Newsom. Well, is a bitch's bitch. But he's also a politician's politician. He gets on there, he fucking, you know, he's like the typical, like, yo, vote for me, I'll set you free. Temptations did that. Yes, we remember that song. You know, so as we look outward into California more, Oakland Athletics baseball team, they have a very faithful fan base. A lot of people who are Oakland Athletics fans are real diehard fans. I could at least say that about the team. I have no emotional attachment to any sports team because I am removed from that whole shit. So I can at least say that the Oakland Athletics do have a diehard fan base. And unfortunately, they are moving to Sacramento. They have failed to reach negotiations with the city of Oakland. And, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, I mean, this is another business that is ending their stay. You know, we talked about In-N-Out, we talked about Denny's, we talked about all these other businesses that have closed down in the Bay Area, in Oakland, in San Francisco. And this is another direct reason why you should not elect Democrats in California. Now, Libby Schaff, who was the mayor at the time of all of these things that, you know, transpired, not Shane Tao. Now, these are two failed Democrat mayors of Oakland, California. Shane Tao is a real failure. She is one of these people who allows black on Asian violence to go down in Oakland, California. She doesn't do anything about it. You know, and they're more concerned about LGBTQ stuff, like, you know, building like these districts that are for Latinx. Libby Schaff was the mayor before Shane Tao. And Libby Schaff was a typical Democrat mayor. The Democrat mayor. The one that says, I care about our community, but I don't care because I'm going to show you that I don't care. Liberalism has ruined America. It's destroying America. It has ruined America. And now the Oakland Athletics have to go to Sacramento. I was thinking, like, maybe they could change their name to the Oakland, or they could change their name to the Sacramento Balls. Sac Balls, get it? Joke. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's you know, they're oh, so Oakland doesn't have any sports teams now. Unless you want to become fans of the AAA affiliate. Or I don't even know if they're AAA. They're some sort of like amateur baseball. You know, it's the Oakland Bees. It's really a team. It's called the Oakland Bees. Yeah. So yeah, I mean that's unfortunate, bro. It's unfortunate that has happened to the city of Oakland, and these are the results of liberal policy. But you know, I want to double down, triple down, and just remind everybody that Donald Trump is racist. He is a evil man. You know, I mean, I know black people loved him. You know, there's countless photos of black people. You know, whether it be shit, you name it, bro. We talk about black rappers, black celebrities, black politicians. You know, all these people loved him before he was president. But the minute he became president, he turned into like an ultra racist. And everybody just fucking should understand that. Because everybody follows what's popular. Everybody follows what the narrative is. And this is, you know, it's crazy. I mean, the United States women's national team, the soccer team, There's a woman who I think liked something that was to be considered anti-LGBTQ, and the entire soccer team is distancing themselves from this woman. And I haven't really seen any proof of what she, like, there really was no concrete, like, I haven't seen anything. Megan Rapinoe, you know, that's the weirdo, the one that's no longer on the team. Yeah. She, the one who had an opportunity to like win the whole game, her last game, and then she missed like a penalty kick. Yeah. Her. Yeah. They're all like fucking distancing themselves from this woman. Now, I don't know what was said because it hasn't really been explained. Like, they're usually like, whoa, there's a screenshot of her saying this. Like, whoa, she said this. There's just like backlash because she said something or she liked something that was anti-LGBTQ. Now, depending on what she liked, and I don't know the you know, I don't know how extreme this was. It might have been something simple. I mean, she could have just liked something that said, "Yo, there's only two genders." And then, you know, when you look at the way the establishment works, and you look at the way people are, They might say, oh, wow, that's anti-LGBTQ. Listen, listen, people, listen. I want to break something down for my people out there on the Sly Show. Anything that opposes Jewish supremacy, Jewish ruling that's going on in America, you're anti-Semitic. Anyone that opposes black people, you're racist. Anything that opposes LGBTQ, if you say there's only two genders, that is anti-LGBTQ. This is what has been set in place by the Jewish ran far left agenda. You know, it's maybe it's not such a big thing to people anymore, but you know, during COVID, you know, anybody who opposed masks, anyone who opposed vaccines, you were outed. You were shamed. Testing? Let me stick this fucking thing up your nose. How about you don't, bitch? And then what happened, right? Then what happened? I'll tell you what happened. People say, what do you mean you don't want to take a test? I need to know if you're fucking COVID positive, bro. Yeah, I mean the whole situation is like fucking nuts right now, bro. You can't have these views. You can't have views that question Jewish people. You can't have views that question LGBTQ. You can't have views that question any of that shit that is pushed by the agenda, the Jewish ran left-wing agenda. Because if you do, you will be canceled out of society. And people think that's extreme. They would never do that. Okay, well, maybe you should pay attention to what's going on. People have lost bank accounts. People have lost funding from GoFundMe. You know, the GoFundMe shit? You know, the shit that they do? Yeah, people have been canceled out of society. Okay? People have lost social media accounts. People have lost lots of shit, bro. Freedom? Sometimes. They say, is there freedom in America? Sometimes. Sometimes there is. Yeah, sometimes there is, but sometimes there's not. Yeah, you will be canceled out of society, bro. That's why I can't stress to people like enough, like, you know, I mean, this is pretty cool the way we're doing this right now, you know, the Sly Show and shit, you know, 20 years. You know, I really wasn't really worried about, like, the whole, like, you know, political, like, all these political influencers who do all these, like, crazy things and, you know, like, just, you know, it's just wild to me, man. You know, I mean, I think one of the, like, if I look at everything I've been banned off of, okay, so YouTube, they banned me. You know, I can't post nothing on YouTube. They keep banning me. They keep closing down my accounts every time I post a clip. And, you know, it goes back to the self-censoring comment or the self-censoring thing that we talked about yesterday. It's like, do you really want to live in a world where people like, you know, like Timcast. Timcast is one of the biggest podcasts that are out there, you know, for the conservative people, people who are like, you know, like-minded people. You know, it seems kind of weak to me to do a show and then you tell your guest or you tell yourself, oh no, let's not talk about that because we might lose our funding on YouTube. I hope everybody bookmarks theslyshow.com. I hope you're on fucking BitChute. I hope you're on Rumble. I hope you're on Gab. I hope you're on Instagram. I hope you're on Telegram. I hope you're getting these fucking shows in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't matter if it's a little clip or if it's fucking long form. Because the reality is all of these fucking networks will ban you. They will censor you. They will shadow ban you. They will deplatform you. They will deboost you. They will do everything. Because there is no free speech in the World Wide Web. No, there isn't. I mean, the Google fucking, you know, my Google listing? Bro, there's like some fucking dude who has like some sort of video game and shit. He calls himself the Sly Show and shit. I have no way of getting in contact with this faggot. You know what I mean? And he's using my name. I'm going to sue the shit out of him if I ever fucking find out. Been doing this shit for 20 years. You can't use motherfuckers' names and think you could get away with it, bro. Trademarks, bro. We got it. It's all trademarked. Yeah. We ran into that years. Oh, it's starting to rain out here and shit. Oh, damn. This climate change is a motherfucker right now. It just went from not raining to raining. Oh my God, I think these left-wing George Soros, Alexander Soros, fucking Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom and shit, they are really truthful when they say climate changes. Jesus, what happened here? It was not raining, now it's raining. Climate change is real. They better go pass some tax fucking laws now. It's a good chance that you could be watching an edition of the slideshow and like, yo, this motherfucker really is like sarcastic and shit, huh? Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying. It's not a political show. It's just these are what's on my mind, all right? If something else was on my mind, I could be talking about the fucking American Pie movie when they had the dude from fucking Blink 182 up in that shit, bro. All right? And then he was trying to fucking do what he was trying to do, Nadia and shit. Nadia. What happened to her? What was her name? The girl who played Nadia. What happened to her? We ain't seen her, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, it's a short fucking career. It's a ruthless career being in Hollywood and shit. You know, because they, you know, you know, like the whole P. Diddy thing, bro. You know, the P. Diddy thing is a gay thing. You know, before they was talking about, like, you know, child trafficking or whatever the fuck that is. You know, it was rumors he was banging little boys. Yes. Imagine that. You are that desperate for fucking fame that you have P. Diddy fuck you. Imagine that. These are the people we're talking about, bro. These are the people that don't have Christ in their life. These are the people who need acceptance. Oh, it's all over social media, though. 100%, bro. You see these people everywhere on social media. People who are so low on self-esteem that they get to that point. Because it happens so much. Not just with P. Diddy. See, P. Diddy is just one guy. You know, that's why, like, with the Weinstein shit. You know, when the Weinstein thing popped off and all these women were coming forward and, you know, it's like, it becomes, like, popular to come forward. Pretty fucked up either way about it. But, you know, it's just like these things happen frequently in Hollywood. And there are people who are that desperate for fucking fame, for fucking fortune, that they'll give up their body. They're not even fucking... I bet a lot of these people ain't even gay. Well, they probably turned into fucking gay. They probably turned into gay after P. Diddy went up in there. It is ridiculous the things that certain people will do for acceptance, views, fame, clout, you name it. Walnut Creek, California is one of the most far-left cities in the entire far-left Bay Area. They have a gay chief of police. No one takes their city serious from the outside. Woke? Yes. Now, there's a Planned Parenthood in Walnut Creek, California, and they have people out there morning, noon, day, night, you name it. You drive by that Planned Parenthood, there's people out there protesting. They are pushing for pro-life. Something that Donald Trump fails to understand. Anyways, they have been protesting. At a certain point, I think they started putting up barriers to try to, you know... Oh, it's raining right now. Ha ha! It's raining right now. Oh, yeah! This climate change is fucking active right now. All right! Yes! Yes! This climate change is real! anyways, Walnut Creek, California, you know, they have a far-left mayor. He's a Jewish man who hates Christians. Clearly. I believe his name is Kevin Wilk. And now here's the reality, okay? Here's the reality about Jewish supremacy. Here's the reality about Jewish people in power. If you oppose them, you get called anti-Semitic. If you oppose Kevin Wilk, you get called anti-Semitic. That's 100%. Kevin Wilk hates Christians. He's a pro-Jewish man. And he's the one that's in charge over there. They're passing some sort of, like, new, I guess, law or rule that, you know, the people at plant... Is it fucking snowing over here right now? What is going on in this climate change Bay Area right now? Anyways, Kevin Wilk is passing, you know, new rules that the protesters, the pro-life people, can no longer have sound amplifiers. Yeah, here's the deal about it. Here's the deal about it. Okay, I grew up in the far left Bay Area. I've been here my whole life. Back in the 90s, it was a lot of Republicans in Walnut Creek. Matter of fact, this whole area, that whole area of Walnut Creek used to be very right wing. You know, I remember talking to my dad like about a year ago, and he said, yeah, all the politicians that used to be in Walnut Creek, Dublin, San Ramon, Lafayette, Arinda, La Mirinda, et cetera, they were very right wing. Now we have people who hate God running the whole city. Kevin Wilk. And, you know, the whole Planned Parenthood thing, like, I'm telling you, man, I've driven through many different communities in Northern California. This Planned Parenthood protest, pro-life situation is like one of the most active I've ever seen. I mean, sometimes I drive by and I wonder, damn, they're not making money. They're just there. They are there for the unborn. They are there to push against the evilness that goes on in Planned Parenthood. And now there's limitations on what they can do. It's going to happen. And unfortunately, you know, when you're in a when you're in an area of the far left Bay Area, these things will happen. Jesus cannot be denied, and Kevin Wilk will be denied. The Sly Show, season 20, episode 56. How's everybody doing out there, bro? Oh, you know, here's some other news for you guys, bro. We're a little news heavy today. I guess there's the black gay lesbian. The black gay lesbian. I'm sorry. The black lesbian, KJP, says that they want to replace Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court justice that's like, you know, the liberal one. Yeah, they want to get something a little more extreme in there. So, you know, that's the news, bro. You know, Joe Biden is going to do some damage. He already has, and you know, he's got some more time here, bro. Joe Biden is over there being senile Joe Biden. He's being sniffy kid Joe Biden, and he's going to do some more damage to America. You know, I mean, you know, the reality is it doesn't really matter what the outcome is of the 2024 election. I mean, the agendas are all in place. You know, these Jews have put everything in place. Media companies, corporations, brands, everyone is aligned with the agenda. The agenda is far left, it's anti-American, and you know, they're just doing what they're doing. It's an unfortunate situation, bro. It's an unfortunate situation because, you know, when you look at the way it's been, you know, traditional American life was great. You know, people were skinny, you know. But you got to applaud. Tennessee. You know, Tennessee is a freedom state. You know, a lot of great things have happened in Tennessee. You know, anti-transgenderism legislation has been passed. You know, they're not living in this delusion that a lot of these blue states are living in, even some of these red states. Tennessee is definitely one of the places that anybody who wants freedom, who wants conservative values, and, you know, they're going a little beyond, the just the typical, you know, surface level topics. I mean, they're banning, you know, they're not doing chemtrails. You know, they decided to pass legislation. No chemtrails. Are chemtrails a conspiracy theory? No. They're also, Tennessee is also involved in, they want to start outlawing spraying food. That's right. You know, there's a new study that was conducted, and it said that, you know, when you go to the grocery store, and, you know, when you see all that water that's being sprayed on your fruit, it's not actually water. It's actually chlorine, 100%. Tennessee is definitely one of the best states that anybody can live in. And they've done some things. You know, it's always funny, too, because, you know, when you look at a state like Tennessee, you know, and you get these federal government actors who pose as, you know, white supremacists. And it's like, you know, it's like, yo, what are we doing? Do we really take these people fucking serious right now? There needs to be pushback, bro. There needs to be pushback against the agenda. And, you know, I was talking to someone this morning and I was like, yo, you know, I think a lot of my political views are just like anti... Bro, the agenda is just what's popular. People follow whatever the fucking popular narrative is. And I'm telling you, man, they're going to fucking implement racism as a way to bring people who look like me to the Democrat Party this year. And if you don't believe me, look at what's going on with this Caitlin Clark thing. They're milking the shit out of this Clayton Clark thing. You know? Because it is the current thing that they can use to bring people to the Democrat Party. They're doing whatever they can, bro. The Democrats are very desperate right now. All right? We've had 4 years of fuckery. Joe Biden is old as shit. You got every fucking governor on the blue side looking stupid. Gavin Newsom over here acting stupid. Race is what they got. And you know what? Normies, liberal normies, Democrat normies, moderate normies, independent normies. These people are fucking stupid. They fall for it. You got literal black journalists talking about, oh, Caitlin Clark, that's not even a good story. Oh, whoa, we hate her. What do you mean it's not a good story? What, it's not a good story because she's white? See, that's the problem with identity politics. Y'all worried about that shit too much. I saw a picture on Caitlin Clark, you know, when she broke the record. You know, she's like all-time scorer, some shit. Like I said, I'm not into sports shit. But, you know, and it was a picture of Caitlin Clark, and it literally looked like she was a man. This is the agenda. The Jews are running the full fucking table. They're running the whole fucking table, bro. Understand it, bro. Yeah, the strong will survive. The strong will survive, you know. I mean, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to happen. And, you know, who knows? They said the bird flu was going to be 100 times crazier than ever. 2024 election season. There's two things you can expect that will happen in 2024. Racism and sicknesses. It is the year of racism and sicknesses. However, in an alternate way of going about this, this is the year of you literally voted for this. Yeah. Eric Adams says the subway system in New York City is the safest in the world. Liar. You know, that's like a former cop, by the way, you know, a former police officer, and you know, he's one of these guys who can't be who he wants to be. You know, I see him say things every now and then where I'm like, oh, you're almost there, bro. You're almost there. It's kind of like these conservative pundits that say they don't want you to win. They run the medical industry. They run all these industries. They are the elite. They are the bankers. But you don't say Jews. What's up with that? What are we doing? Conservative influencers need to grow some fucking balls already. Call the Jews out for their fucking crimes already. Fuck. Eric Adams. You know, he is just like, he has to, bro, you ain't got no fucking, you ain't got no type of fucking opportunity to fucking be the guy you want to be. Hell fucking no. You get out of line with your party, especially New York. New York is a far left fucking city. Fuck no. They've actually have gotten out of line with the narrative. Now, the narrative is that Democrats need to support illegal immigration, illegal aliens. They have to support that 100% because it is getting them votes. There is multiple statistics that state that illegal aliens are voting and registering to vote. Which is why I say that, you know, you're not going to win the culture with elections. Bro, the entire establishment is liberal ran. Okay? So it's gonna be hard. I mean, but I hope Trump wins. I really do, you know, because if he does like 20%, if he follows through on 20% of the things that he's promising, America will already be in a better situation. We'll see, though. It's interesting. Thursday afternoon here. Slideshow, season 20, episode 56. I appreciate everybody fucking with the slideshow, man. You know, 20 years of the slideshow. We can't say it enough. You know, I don't really ask for much. All I want people to do is just, like, watch the show or follow on social media, understand what the fuck we're doing here. You know what I mean? It's just one man's opinion. Oh, there's an Evergreen container right there. You guys know about the Evergreen conspiracy? They say, oh yeah, there's no way that child trafficking happens through the Evergreen containers that you see at all these ports. Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. Because, you know, let's be honest, you know, there's, you know, the whole child trafficking thing, the whole, you know, pedophile rings is, that's a conspiracy. That was actually, for those of you that don't know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. The normies definitely don't. But that was why, you know how that became a conspiracy, child trafficking, was because of QAnon. That's right. QAnon, that was one of the first things that QAnon started talking about. Yeah. See, people don't even realize, people on the left, they don't even realize how controlled they are. Like, they don't even know the origins of their controlling, like, narrative. Yeah, that's what it was. It was QAnon. And first of all, you know, let me just be honest with you guys out there. You know, this is just some other additional factual information for you. Is when QAnon started, actually the right and the left were kind of curious about it because there was information that was being posted. It wasn't until the establishment really said, oh yeah, that's just some right-wing extremist shit. Yeah. But the only reason why that child trafficking is a conspiracy, the reason why it's looked at the way it's looked at by the left, the way they view it the way, is because the establishment told them that all the shit that they're talking about, Pizzagate, conspiracy shit, QAnon, that's not real. So child trafficking can't be real. Yeah. See, people don't even know why they think the way they think. And this is what we talk about. This is normieism, 100%. It's a good day in the neighborhood, bro. Like Mr. Rogers and shit. Yeah, man. He was putting his shoes on. He was taking his shoes off. He was putting his shoes on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty cool how that it started raining during the show. And we could see climate change be existing in front of our eyes. That's right, man. So yeah, I mean, that's what's going on in the world, man. I mean, it's fuckery, bro. It's fuckery. That's why it's good to like kind of like take a, you know, just enjoy your family, man. Enjoy people around you. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be family. You know, people that you love, people that you care about. You know, that's the most important thing anybody could do. Yeah, looking on this fucking freeway again. Freeways of America. All these big truckers. They know what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People driving. Getting to places. They doing what they gotta do. So. Yeah, that's the get down with the get down. You know, shout out to everybody out there fucking with the Slash Show. I'm doing this on a day-to-day basis. It's like clockwork. Like I came in with. I saw. It's like a, you know, it's like a game, bro. I came out, I pitched my 9 innings or 7 innings, you know, that's all they require of a Major League Baseball pitcher. Give me a strong 7. Bro, I'm walking off, I'm going to the dugout, people giving me a standing ovation right now. Boom, killed that shit, bitch.
All right, Slideshow Season 20, Episode 56. God bless everybody out there, and I hope you guys learn a couple things or two, maybe not, and maybe you get entertained, bro. This is supposed to be entertaining. All right, yeah, I'll check you guys on the next one. Slideshow Season 20, Episode 56. God bless everybody out there. Peace out, y'all.